This is a podcast from WILL AM 580. To support our station, please visit www.willpledge.org. That's www.willpledge.org.
This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Tuesday, July 24th. I'm Jeff Bossert. Coming up, Illinois Public Radio's Jonathan Aul will look at a fly-around hosted by state legislative leaders discussing an agreement for electric relief between lawmakers and utility companies. And a look at your AM 580 weather forecast for Champaign-Urbana, but first, today's news. Illinois Governor Rob Blagojevich says he's still hopeful the state will pass a budget before the end of the month. The state is currently operating with last year's budget, which was extended through July to keep the state operating. Ben Calhoun has more.
Next week, time will once again run out on the state budget. That could mean a government shutdown. It could also mean another extension. But Governor Blagojevich refuses to entertain either possibility and says he's counting on a budget deal before then.
Well, you know, again, I always see the glasses half full. I'm cautiously optimistic.
As optimistic and cautious as Blagojevich may be, Springfield hasn't shown a ton of visible progress toward a budget agreement. Largely, that's because the governor and legislative leaders have been deadlocked over how to raise revenues. Yesterday, Blagojevich shot down recent talk of an income tax increase.
I'm determined to make sure that those who are trying to raise taxes on people do it over my veto.
The budget deadlock is already one of the longest in state history. I'm Ben Calhoun.
One Champaign bar owner says a lot of his customers have already braced for a statewide smoking ban by simply staying home to light up. That ban on smoking at bars, restaurants, and other public places will take effect January 1st. Governor Blagojevich signed the Senate bill in Chicago yesterday. Huber's owner Jim Cross says he lost some customers for good after Champaign enacted then repealed a local smoking ban for bars and restaurants. Cross says while he gained back some of his 5 p.m. crowd following the repeal, others found a cheaper alternative.
I think some of them went home and they stayed home. Exactly what I think a lot of them did. They found out how much money they were saving and that they can fix their garage up and their buddies all come and we all get together there. What's the difference? You know, you got a TV, you got your beer, it's half the price. And you can smoke in a garage.
Cross says he's also lost customers to neighboring communities like Savoy that have never had a smoking ban. He also questions how a statewide ban will be continually enforced in smaller towns in Champaign County. Cross notes that it's difficult now for health inspectors to conduct routine visits in Urbana and other cities where local bans are still in effect. A state commission will spend the next few weeks studying possible reforms of Indiana's skyrocketing property taxes. Angry taxpayers and local officials attended a meeting of the Commission on State Tax and Finance Policy yesterday in Indianapolis. Many of them said the new tax bills are unacceptable, and some of them suggested property taxes be eliminated completely, which drew applause and cheers at the meeting. Taxes on homeowners are expected to increase by 24% on average statewide this year, and many taxpayers face even higher bills. Governor Mitch Daniels has ordered a new reassessment in Marion County, saying there is ample evidence that many commercial and industrial properties were not assessed properly or at all, shifting more of the tax burden onto homeowners. He's also frozen tax bills in Marion County this year at 2006 amounts, with changes to be reflected later when the reassessment is complete and new bills are issued. The Urbana City Council voted last night to take its Police Civilian Review Board out of committee and send it to a regular council meeting for a final vote. The independent board would review complaints of police conduct and send its findings along to the mayor. AM 580's Jim Meadows reports.
The proposal that reached the Urbana City Council 2 weeks ago looked too watered down for some members, so they sent it back to city staff to put some items back in, such as the Civilian Review Board's ability to subpoena documents and witnesses. Police officers would be exempted. That exemption is one of the limits placed on the proposal by an agreement between the city and the Fraternal Order of Police. But after more questions and revisions last night, Alderman Dennis Roberts said they were making progress.
The document here that we have before us is very close to being very adequate.
Not everyone agreed. Alderwoman Heather Stevenson argued that any civilian review board would undermine the ability of police to do their work. And Alderwoman Lynn Barnes says the council should have gone along with the version they had 2 weeks ago.
This is an example of overfixing. You know, haven't you ever tinkered with something and you just kept working on it, and pretty soon it fell apart and you wish you'd stopped sooner?
The Urbana City Council could take a final vote on the Civilian Review Board proposal on August 6th. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.
Carl Foundation Hospital officials made their case to the Urbana City Council last night for closing city streets that run through their main medical campus, and the idea now has the support of Mayor Laurel Prossing. A few weeks ago, Prossing had opposed plans for allowing the hospital to take over the streets unless they were paired with specific hospital plans for expanding the medical campus district. The mayor says she wanted to be sure the concerns of adjacent neighborhoods were heard, but Prossing now says she feels she can trust the Carl Foundation on the second issue.
They've made a commitment to be involved in replacement housing. They really highlighted that, and I felt from the very beginning that that was the solution to the problems that the neighborhood is concerned about. They don't want their neighborhood to be destroyed.
Carl Foundation officials say they want to focus now on getting control of the streets on the medical campus so they can build a new 8-story Heart and Vascular Institute building that would block traffic on Kohler Avenue. Hospital officials say that's the best location for the building if they want to keep heart treatment facilities close to the emergency room. A public hearing on Carl Hospital's request to take over city streets on their medical campus is planned for August 13th at the Urbana City Building. For the latest newscast online, go to will.uiuc.edu/news. This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. I'm Jeff Bossert. Many Ameren customers received a shock when they opened their first electric bill in 2007. The expiration of a rate freeze and results of a power auction led to an average increase in power rates of 70%. The Illinois legislature and utility companies have come to an agreement on a new system. Jonathan Aul reports.
The topic of new utility legislation has been brewing for months. Now both sides say they have agreed on a plan. Ameren customers will share in $500 million worth of rebate checks and future credits to their accounts. The state will also set up the Illinois Power Agency, an independent group that will control power purchases and protect rates. Senate President Emil Jones says the deal is good for consumers and fair to utility companies.
The law as it relates to the utilities and the Commerce Commission clearly state it is the Commerce Commission's job to look out for the consumers, the ratepayers. At the same time, allow the utilities to make a reasonable profit. And so the consumers will pay, but it has to be reasonable.
Ameren officials applaud the measure through a statement and say they will talk about it more in depth later this week. There are groups that are optimistic about the idea, but say they have questions they want answered. One is the Chambers of Commerce in Peoria, Decatur, and Champaign-Urbana. They recruited their members to join electric buying co-ops, as suggested by the original deregulation legislation. Rob Parks is the vice president of the Peoria Chamber. She says there's concern that small businesses that didn't join up might pay lower rates than those that followed the state's suggestion of a co-op.
I believe over a three-year period, our folks are going to still come out better because we negotiated a good rate. But I need, you know, to comfort myself and to comfort those companies who participated with us, I'd like to see more specifics. And they just don't have that yet, it appears.
The statewide consumer group that watches utilities is also cautiously optimistic. Dave Collada is the executive director of the Citizens Utility Board. He says the plan looks good in the short term.
I think the key thing going forward is we need to hold the system accountable. We need to keep the pressure up to make sure that that our prices are reasonable. But the fact of the matter is the reverse auction is dead. That's a great step forward, and it does appear that there's significant rate relief associated with this.
Proponents of deregulation in 1997 also promised it would be good for consumers. Instead, it lit a long-burning fuse that exploded power rates this year. Representative Mike Smith, a Democrat from Canton, voted for deregulation 10 years ago. He says this plan is different.
I think there's substantial safeguards in here. We're moving back towards more of a regulated utility industry in the state of Illinois, and I think that's a very appropriate thing to do.
But there's some uncertainty about what's next. It's unclear exactly what impact the Illinois Power Authority will have on prices, and how other, smaller pieces of the bill could have a large impact down the road. And then there's the issue of passing this new deal. Legislative leaders say they hope to have a vote next week, with rebate checks hitting mailboxes by September 1st. But that will likely mean lawmakers will have to vote on the legislation without reading it, let alone having time to analyze it. That's a similar scenario that played out when deregulation first passed 10 years ago. I'm Jonathan Aull.
In the forecast for East Central Illinois today, expect increasing clouds with a high around 82 degrees. Partly cloudy tonight, the low around 60, mostly sunny tomorrow with a high of 85. Mostly cloudy tomorrow night, the low 62. Partly sunny Thursday, there's a chance of showers and thunderstorms, the high around 85. This has been the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Tuesday, July 24th. You can find podcasts of Focus 580, the afternoon magazine, agricultural programming, as well as other helpful information at our website, wiol.uiuc.edu. I'm Jeff Bossert, AM 580 News.